Belto actually said, I was reading an article that Kellis wrote, Clifford Belto said he expected them to finish fourth going into it. And they wound up winning the whole damn thing. So we'll ask him about that here in just a moment. Wesley Iwundu up and down at the NBA Combine over the weekend. What some of the NBA beat reporters were saying about that at 5:10. How far off the grid I was this weekend, we'll find out at 5:25. But I was very impressed to see what K-State Track and Field did over the weekend. I knew that the women had been talked up for a while and were pretty good and are young as well is another big part of this, but they won their first Big 12 title since 2002, a school record 133 points to beat Texas individually. Nina Schultz led the way. She had 25 total points, but, I mean, to be honest, looking at Texas and just how dominant they are at track and field year in, year out, it just, for me to wrap my head around K-State beating them in track and field, I don't know. This is what I'd be curious to get Clifford Belto's perspective on this, but we talk all the time about, you know, we own Texas and how amazing it is that football winds up beating the University of Texas as much as they do, and a lot is made, you know, if it happens in baseball, just the disparity in resources between the schools. Track and field off the top of my head would seem to be another one of those times and another one of those situations, but I don't know if it rivals what we see during football. I just don't know where it ranks as far as the significance of that. And I don't want to make it all about beating Texas, but that to me is by far the most impressive part of this.
The K-State women have come so close to accomplishing this several times over the past few years. They've had really, really big leads in the Big 12 meet, and then you get toward the end of the meet on Sunday, and that's when they start doing a lot of the relays, a lot of the sprints, and that's where Texas makes up a lot of ground. And there have been at least two or three different times over the last 5 years that K-State was in the lead, had a sizable lead, and then Texas just stormed back to win the championship because of what they did in those final events. And this was the one time that K-State was able to actually hold on to the lead and do well enough in those events themselves to win it. So it's really special. And like you mentioned, Clifford Belto seems to think that this is a young team that will be even better moving forward. And that has to make you pretty excited.
Yeah, it sounded like the word was that they were a team that would be poised to do something like this next year. And they have gone ahead and done that a year early. And, you know, there's a razor-thin margin in track and field. You know, you're talking about a different event. Somebody scores one place higher or lower than where they're at. It can make such a big difference as far as where you're finishing. So there's just not much margin for error. And when you're taking a young team for their first Big 12 meet, the pressure may be ratcheted up a bit there. But certainly it sounded like they did not act like that. You know, Nina Schultz was the best individual performer I mentioned. She won the high jump and also scored in the javelin, long jump, high jump, 100-meter hurdles, 1,600-meter relay as well to help score 25 points for K-State. So congratulations to them on that, certainly. We're trying to get a hold of Cliff Revelto here to get the scoop on how K-State was able to do that and perhaps what the ceiling is for them moving forward as well. But, look, Cliff Revelto is one of the most respected coaches, I think, here. So that's the other part of this, that you are surprised to see it, but then when you realize, I mean, it's Clifford Belto doing what he does and all the success he's had here at K-State, working with Olympic athletes and everything that's happened over the last few years, not really all that surprising.
Yeah, and they're ranked 12th in the country, too, so you can't be totally shocked because they do have that national recognition and should be pretty competitive in the NCAA meet coming up here within the next month or so. Plus, you've got going into next year, I think, a team that's going to be in the top 10 all year long.
Well, unfortunately, we're having a hard time getting a hold of Clifford Belto here. So I think what we'll go ahead and do is go ahead and just break. We'll come back for the last segment of the hour here. Hopefully, we can get a hold of him now. We do have some flexibility at hour two if we can figure something out here. But we'll see what we can do throughout the rest of the show. Get in the second hour at 5:10. Wesley Iwundu up and down at the NBA Combine over the weekend. And a surprising news story about DJ Johnson, the former K-State basketball player. But when we come back, we will tell you about the biggest upset of the weekend in sports. Guarantee you are unaware as of right now. You're listening to The Game.